Welcome, everybody. Welcome back, really, to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Brian. That's Luke over there. You're listening to us on 92.7 FM out of Madison, also 1580 AM out of Madison, and now WAUK 540 out of Waukesha, as well as 101.1 The Shaw. 101 yeah. FM, The Shaw, out of Waukesha. And that's pretty darn awesome. Always streaming at Devil Radio, the app. And, you know, you can check us out any of the podcasts. If you missed any of this fine program, check it out at devilradio927.com. And right now, I'm pretty excited to announce that our first guest of the new year is Matthew Rothschild, the vigilante of good governance, from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, and new author. I mean, he's
with a new book, not a new author, but
not brand new author. He's been published before. I want to make that clear.
Once in a while,
it's well. See, you've been published, and you and that's more than what I can say for myself.
And yeah, Matt joins me here in the Devil Radio Studios, the Solidarity Realty Studios here in Madison, Wisconsin. Matt, how you doing this new year?
I'm doing fine. Happy New Year, guys, and congratulations on the expansion of this great radio program.
Yeah, we're very excited about it. Thank you so much. It's
leaving me a little mentally fatigued, but I'm okay.
We've been a little thinly strung these last couple weeks, trying to put it together, getting everything ready, and Brian and I are very excited. So it's been a little while in the making here. We've been kind of keeping it secret, and we're excited to let everybody know that this great station, these two, AM and FM here in Madison, have now expanded to include two more in the Waukesha area as well.
Well, it's just tremendous for progressive radio in this state. My hat's off to Crudy for all his work in making this happen. You know, without him, without this station, there'd be no progressive radio in this whole state. We'd just be dominated by crazy right-wing radio. And who wants that? Who wants to drive around the state as I do a lot and just listen to either religious radio or crazy right-wing radio?
Yeah. I remember running around because when I was looking for this particular job, I also applied to a couple stations out in the in Door County, and I looped through Green Bay, having never been there before. And, you know, as I was going through, I'm looping through trying to listen to all the stations that I might be possibly a part of or competitive with, and just to listen to. And every time I came across a religious station, they were all talking about the rapture and how it involved Donald Trump being the Antichrist, and that's a good thing.
Yeah, well, you know, as an atheist,
more than one conversation. That's just weird.
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy what you hear, and it's deaf to me because I'm an atheist. I'm an atheist Jew. You know, this right-wing religious radio, I can't relate to it at all, and it just seems like I'm in foreign-occupied territory wherever I'm driving around. If that's all I got on the dial, that and right-wing, you know, Sean Hannity-type radio, you know, there's nothing left for me except going to the top 40 hits, which just play the hits in
the same songs over and over and over again. Yeah, it's terrible that there's as few options as there are out there, and our four stations now will be the only four stations standing up to more than 80 right-wing talk stations, and that's not even including the conservative religious talk that's out there as well. So the fact that we've got two more reinforcements coming in on this side of the airwaves, we're thrilled about, and we're really excited to be able to reach the audience in Waukesha. But also, I mean, 540 AM is going to be all over the state.
Really important political places. Waukesha, Milwaukee, Green Bay, all the way up.
Kenosha, Racine, we're hitting them all. It's going to be that whole section of eastern Wisconsin is going to be covered by the 540 AM signal, and I'm thrilled by it.
Yeah, and those folks who are trying to maybe tuning in hoping for a little bit of ESPN, sorry guys, but you're getting some lefty politics. Give us a call and let us know what you think. 844-967-2789, but not until after we're done talking to our friend Matthew Rothschild. Now, Matt, you just released a new press release today, yes?
Actually, it's going up tomorrow, but it's a crazy...
Oh, we got the breaking news here on Dueling Tangents.
We'll break it here. Here's the thing. You know, Representative Rampton, who is from Hartford, didn't, you know, cool the champagne and relax with his family on December 30th. No, he put out two new bills. One bill would dissolve the Wisconsin Elections Commission and hand all the duties over to the Secretary of State's office. Republicans are hoping they're going to win that, so they'd be able to run the elections from a partisan official's office.
And that's literally what they're running for. That's what she said when she was running. Right. It's very good.
And the second bill, though, is even nuttier, and that is a bill to establish a process for, get this, nullifying elections. how can we nullify an election legally in Wisconsin? Well, Representative Rampton has proposed that anytime there's an election where the number of absentee ballots exceeds the margin of victory, and last time there were like 2 million absentee ballots that far exceeded the 21,000 margin, then there needs to be a forensic audit, because he loves forensic audits. He's one of these.
I was going to say, they love that term, and they throw it around like it actually means something.
They already do several?
Yeah, but he's making fetish out of these audits. And then it's up to the attorney general or a district attorney or the Wisconsin Elections Commission or, I guess, Secretary of State.
I was going to say, if that's gone.
to decide, you know, whether to nullify an election if any law has been violated, and then they'd get a do-over in 30 days. Can you believe it? This is one of the
Are
most shocking things I've seen.
So normally I would think this is just something of the holiday. Like, obviously we had one kind of fringe candidate be the one to propose this, and then that's all you have to think of it. But unfortunately, Rantham was one of the first, if I recall correctly, representatives calling for kind of the Cyber Ninja audit here and kind of the whole setup that Michael Gableman's been doing all throughout last summer, fall, and now where we are. He's already received $676,000 of taxpayer funds. He's asking for more time, more money.
Yeah, Gableman's promising to spend more of our tax dollars.
Yeah, and so Rantham was one of the first ones to call for that as well, and then it came to fruition. So, like, I wish that we could chalk this up as some kind of, he didn't really know how to spend his long holiday weekend, and that's what he wanted to do. But unfortunately, some of the things that are out on the fringe because of the right-wing media infrastructure that this state has, those have a tendency of making their way from the fringe to the mainstream of the party ideal, where you see the vice chair, I believe, Representative Amy Loudenbeck is, of the Joint Finance Committee, one of the leading positions in the state legislature. She's choosing to leave that position and go run for a statewide office that would theoretically, under these proposals, be then in charge of conducting elections in Wisconsin.
Yeah, I was wondering to myself, why is she leaving the assembly when she has this powerful position?
Right.
And then all of a sudden we see, you know, 2 days later the other shoe drops, and hey, I'm running for Secretary of State, and hey, I want to turn Secretary of State into the Wisconsin Elections Commission and be able not only to administer the elections, but certify the election.
Right, determine the outcome as well. So I wish that we could just chalk this up as some kind of fringe proposal, but it doesn't really seem that way. But Matt, we got a new book out by you, and it's to save democracy, and that's it's kind of what we're talking about here, is the ways to save democracy. So can you tell us a little bit about your new book?
Yeah, it's called 12 Ways to Save Democracy in Wisconsin. It's published by University of Wisconsin Press. It deals with some obvious issues like banning gerrymandering and fixing campaign finance reform. It also deals with bolstering local media, which you all know how important that is. And then it deals with some really huge issues that we all face, not only in Wisconsin, but around the country, like uprooting racism and getting to economic equality. You know, it was Teddy Roosevelt who said 100 years ago, we can't have real political democracy unless we have something approaching economic democracy. We're not approaching economic democracy anytime soon these days. We're going 180 degrees.
I feel like we're going in the wrong direction on that one as well.
We're more split than several different bloody revolutions. Our economic difference between rich and poor right now, on average, is worse than during bloody revolutions.
And it's unjust on just some any kind of moral basis that you look at. It's unjust, and it's horrible for politics, because the rich, you know, the super rich, the 0.1%, the billionaire class, as Bernie calls them, they're eating our democracy. They're devouring our democracy. They have much more say than anyone listening to this program about who gets elected, what our laws are, and what our policies are. And in a democracy, in the political arena, we're all supposed to have an equal tug on the rope. But right now, it's just a handful of billionaires on the right and a handful of billionaires on the left tugging on the rope, and we're left in the spectator.
I was going to say, we're all trying to jump up and just grab a piece, but it's out of reach for a lot of people.
We're in the cheap seats.
Yeah. No, well, fantastic. And where can we pick up a copy of the book, Matt?
You can get a copy in Madison from Room of One's Own or Mystery to Me. You can get one on Amazon. You can get one from University of Wisconsin Press.
All right. I recommend those local options. Obviously, Amazon does do a lot of the book sales in this country as well, but try to support your local bookstores when you can, folks. And Brian, I was talking about, we talked about a little bit of the things we wanted to talk about when he made it here in the studio. And so I think it's perfect time to kind of jump into that next subject that we wanted to get to, Representative Mike Gallagher.
Yes.
So not only is democracy on the line, but there is a pandemic going on around us. But a lot of individuals, especially some of our elected officials, are choosing to opt out of actually addressing the pandemic, and they're complaining, acting like they're a member of those cheap seats that we were just talking about, and they don't really have the ability to affect anything. But when in reality, they're a member of U.S. Congress. So, Brian, let's share the press release from Gallagher's office.
Yeah, and I want to ask you a follow-up question after I read a couple bits here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Gallagher is just saying that we cannot shut down. It's related. Don't worry. We cannot shut down schools again. And his point, he never brings up any numbers or any ideas or even any quotes from anybody else. He's basically writing a research paper off the top of his head, is what this press release is. And the thing, he's saying stuff like, you can almost smell the fear again. What does that mean? He says that we can't shut down schools because, you know, rich kids have tablets, but, you know, poor kids don't. And I get that, but I'm like, well, what are you doing to mitigate those circumstances? Have you done anything to go and help that? The guy is from Green Bay. That's where the worst hotspot is right now. What has he done so far to go and make sure that that is not working? His whole statement is that government solution doesn't work because Biden didn't fix it in the first year he was there. But he never realizes or even admits the fact that for government to work, we all have to participate. We all have to take place or take part. And this whole government doesn't work, but then while I'm in it, I'm doing nothing to help it. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy over and over and over again. And I want to read this particular paragraph because it just is perfectly, exactly what is it encapsulates exactly what these people are trying to do to you. Here's a quote. And when it comes to remote learning, talk about a policy that punishes the poor relative to the rich. Now, I agree with this. Rich people can do remote work. Rich people can run away to their beach houses with a bunch of iPads and high-speed internet and probably hire private tutors while they sit there wondering who stocks the shelves at Whole Foods. When did Whole Foods come into play here?
It's just like, one of those buzzwords. Whole Foods is one of those set of buzzwords.
But my point is that we're radio hosts. We say stuff like this. You're a freaking congressman. Working class people have to work in person, and their kids need to be in school in person with teachers and with other students. Not even Biden's education secretary wants to shut down schools. But the same thing, you're the one who does this. You're the rich person who can do remote work. Your kids are the ones that can get all the special stuff. And you have done things over and over and over again to limit the amount of funding and ability for any of these poor kids to actually go and participate in the same things that your kids do, and now you're complaining that they're not. It's insane. So I guess what I'm trying to get at, Matt, is that you've been in this fight for a really long time, and you've seen some really ridiculous. I mean, you went through the Walker administration for God's sake.
And how much fun was that?
Oh my goodness! But. You just said you're seeing stuff that you've never seen before. I need to know an estimate, like, because again, you see crazy people like Rampton and Jacques, who's like, I nearly died, but I don't care, it's fine. You know, that type of stuff. Like, what percentage of people are actually not in the same reality as the rest of us?
Well, I think it's about 25 or 30%. Actually, that are on an IV drip from Fox News and right-wing radio all day long, and so they don't really see the same universe that we all see. And, you know, there's a level of irrationalism out there, which I think you're getting at, Brian, here.
Yeah,
that's incompatible with a democracy. I mean, you can't have that high level of irrationalism. And on top of that, of course, we have the Trump cult. We've got white nationalism running rampant. And we have a Republican Party that's completely craven and has no guts whatsoever and surrendered itself to Trump. And so this is the combination that scares me. It is much worse than even when I started and even when I finished writing my book.
See, yeah.
book is...
Everything's evolving, even at the time. You can't get it to the publishers quickly enough. And so, 12 Ways to Save Democracy in Wisconsin. Pick up a copy at your local bookstore here in Madison. We got Matt Rothschild of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign joining us here in studio in Madison. You are listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. You're listening on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, WTTN 1580 AM, and also on 540 AM, WAUK, and the Shaw, 101 FM in Waukesha. That's just fun to say, Brian.
And then
we're going to be right back.
The Shaw.